This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Providence, Reformation, Salus. Goodness gracious. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, it's Monday, so that means it's time to kick it off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm ready to jump in. You ready to hang on?
Go.
You're over 200 times more likely to protect yourself with a gun than to be murdered with one. Those are real facts, not opinions, not news spin, and it means that gun control leaves more of us disarmed as disarmed victims than it affects to disarm criminals. Look, here's a news story where someone was saved because they had a gun in their house. The defender was 6 months pregnant.
Yeah,
she had an 11-year-old daughter and her husband to protect. You know this story, Bill?
I do, but please tell it.
All right. Here we jump in. At night, two folks break into your house. You're about as pregnant as they get. Your daughter's already in bed. And these two masked men, pistols in their hands, start beating your husband. What? You're 11 months pregnant. You're going to go hand-to-hand with these guys? You don't. You retreat to the back bedroom and grab your AR-15. You then return and shoot at your attackers. Both of them run. One of them gets to the front yard and stops there. The husband had a broken eye socket, broken cheek, lacerations, and great things to say about his wife. 20 stitches later, he's back home, well, with a concussion, medicated, but alive. That's the virtue of being armed. That is the antidote to gun control. Those are the people who probably would have been killed if gun control was fully in place. If you want, we can go to New Jersey next.
Well, why not?
Okay, it's the, boy, this makes me so mad. Guy's in a custody dispute with his wife. She files a restraining order. He goes, yeah, fine, whatever. All of his guns get scooped up by the cops. The divorce is finalized. He remarries. The restraining order gets canceled. He goes, I want to go pick up my gear from the police. They say, well, you have to go get all your background checks. He does all that. Picks up his shotguns, goes to pick up a footlocker he had when he got out of the Marines. There are two magazines in it, standard capacity. He's put in handcuffs. Now, these are AR mags, standard. He doesn't own an AR. He doesn't own any AR ammunition. He's a felon twice over, and they want to prosecute him in New Jersey. Now, is this guy foolish? That's arguable. I think he's guilty of living in New Jersey, and I don't think anybody should be New Jersey stupid. I've got some friends who live there. They have family there. They're very smart men. I just wouldn't. I don't even go there anymore. And I have people I love in New Jersey. these laws not only can get us killed, can put innocent people in jail. Talk about victimless crimes. Or, as Governor Cuomo of New York said, there's no place for conservative values in New York. I think the same thing's being said in New Jersey. If you won't vote our way, believe our way, get the heck out. And this is simply social cleansing by another name. Does that ring true to you, Bill, or am I missing something?
Yeah, it does. But the thing about, you know, New York doesn't allow fracking.
Right.
And in Pennsylvania, they allow fracking. So those farms that are, some of these Pennsylvania farms that are near that, over that formation, the New York area gets to watch them go out and lease their new Lamborghini. Because
right.
the gas companies are there. Not only are, I guess, capitalistic values aren't valuable in New York. And I always find that same sort of correlation. Not only are they taking your guns, they're taking your money, too.
Yep.
So to now, that end, now, this is the thing that bothers me the most. While all of these people gripe about this, they vote for the same people in over and over again.
New York State is wagged by New York City, just as Chicago is controls Illinois.
Right.
You get out of the city, you know. I've forgotten. What do they call it? In the UN, it's not representative democracy. It's there's another phrase that means you need to be represented in your government. But the term was originally developed, you know, for some small minority who was essentially dominated by a larger majority. I have to look that up, because you could argue that there's an invasion in New York and the city has imposed its will on the rest of the state.
Sure.
Ditto for Illinois. If you want to highlight the cultural divide in Illinois, their state association of school boards just said, hey, let's have a vote on arming teachers. Because if you're in downstate, you know it's 15 to 20 minutes before the cops show up. Of course, the heavily left-wing education establishment, particularly in Chicago, will squash that. But I thought it was fascinating that it was proposed. A great cultural divide in many states.
I think we're going to start to see a shift here. I mean, you know, California, I'm waiting to see California just after the fires get put out. I'm waiting to see the smoldering that's going to happen, because those people are completely beleaguered. And I in New York City, nobody likes de Blasio at all, is what I hear. I mean, I don't go there. You know, just what I'm reading. So I'm waiting to see if we see a shift.
I'll be interested.
Yeah.
Now, New York politics are about to get very, very interesting. I saw that Project Veritas had an insider who recorded some conversations in the New York government, New York State government, about the Epstein murder. Epstein, you know, was a New York resident.
Yep.
And shortly after that, the police commissioner in New York City resigned after the announcement that a whistleblower had made clandestine recordings. So there may be a lot of dirt in New York City. We know it is corrupt. That dirt may finally come to the surface and get cleaned up. It'll be fascinating to watch.
Indeed. Coming up on the first break. Now, Rob, you can find Rob. If you like to read, you can really find Rob, because Rob does something at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's his blog. That's where all of his articles begin their life, their cycle, their movement. From there, they go to ClashDaily.com, which you need to go check that website out. That should be on your bucket list to go check that out at least once. And from there, they go to Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. So, have you by chance ever been? Have you ever been to Thunder Ranch?
I have not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, well, I sort of want to now. I've got one of the Thunder Ranch Nighthawk pistols here.
Oh,
I was shocked. I mean, looking at the gun, you know, when I look at the gun initially, I'm just like, oh, this is a nice standard 1911 with nice grips. But then I took it out and shot it. Completely not what I expected. Clint Smith had a hand in developing it with Nighthawk, and I'm just stunned. Stunned, I tell you.
A number of my friends have gone. Some people I've shot with just spent a few days there. Some spent a week. Yeah, it is one. You know what's fascinating? Oh, boy. Yes, it's a distraction. Sorry, Bill. Squirrel. We live in an amazing time for self-defense handguns. There are enough institutions that have been training long enough. They go, oh, we once thought, oh, look at this new evidence. They change how they teach. You know, they all used to be Chapman and Weber and 1911, and now they're Glock. And I saw they look at what works. They are the intellectual brain trust of armed defense in our country. God bless them and people like them. We're richer for it.
Yeah. The thing that I look at some of these instructors that are slightly older, you know, a little older than I am. Tiger McGee.
Right.
Clint Smith, these kind of guys. You know, they bought a gun or a type of gun years ago. And they just, you know, when a new one comes out, they're just like, and then they just go back to practicing with the gun they carry.
Having said that, you and I will make a bet, because I've literally seen this done. Come in with your Wonder Blast or whatever. You give them any gun, and they are expert marksmen. The tool is just, okay, what was the swordsman who said, don't fall in love with your sword, you know? You have to pick up what you have and go to work.
You're talking about Musashi? Didn't Musashi say that?
I don't know, but it sounds like him. Yeah. That these are, after all, just guns. Pick it up, go to work. Oh, this one feels a little nicer, not as nice. If I ever have to use it, the cops are going to get it. I wonder if I'll ever get it back, you know? I hope that never happens. But they're just a gun. Although some of them are tremendous fun to shoot. I will grant you that. Oh, my.
Yeah, they are. That's the problem. That's the big problem. That's the big old problem. I've sort of talked too much on this, so we got about 3 minutes left. So,
what?
Are you done taking classes this year?
Yes. On the other hand, that's all of, what, 2 months left? Yeah, I don't think I have anything else scheduled. Just keep practicing on what I've... You know what? I come away with notes when I go to class. And until I've erased all my mistakes, at least as well as I think I can, I don't think I'm ready for another class. I still have to do all the things that Steve Fisher told me to do. I haven't internalized them all yet.
Yeah? What is it that you're thinking you haven't done yet?
Oh, I don't have the natural point of aim with that red dot like I did with iron sights. I don't have his grip, so I can't get that rapidity of fire. I need to keep working on my grip. You know, I could go take another class with someone else, but I think I would get distracted from perfecting what he told me to go do. I've still got work to do.
The thing, have you been out to shoot since the class?
Two or three times, sure.
Yeah. I think I've shot about 1,200 rounds since the class.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the draw. I have not been working off the draw. I've just been bringing the gun up and, you know, pulling it out there with my support hand, getting that grip, and just start pulling the trigger. And yesterday, as I was doing that, I got my speed back. And I was completely unprepared for that. It just happened. It just came. And, the sheer repetition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, the part of the grip that we're talking about, Steve takes his trigger hand and mashes his support hand against the grip. He takes his support thumb, the thumb on his trigger hand, and mashes the support hand against the grip. And that's different from the way I train to shoot all of this time. And the other thing, he doesn't pay a whole lot of attention. He's not a big resetter, trigger resetter. So
right.
That's a little bit, that's sort of hard to wrap your head around and figure it out.
It's certainly a change for guys like you and I.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you can't argue that he makes it work, therefore it can work. I deserve to give it a fair shot before I go on and distract myself, because I am such an average shooter that I'm sure the next instructor can find something else to help me with, which would distract me from what Steve said. Yeah, sad but true.
I'm thinking about trying to get with Super Dave Harrington.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Steve goes to Super Dave Harrington.
Yes.
So
some similarities.
Yeah. Well, when I have him on the show, he talks basically the same thing that Steve talks about, which is I find that interesting because I've been to a lot of instructors that have gone to Jaeger's class, right? And they sound a lot like Jaeger to me. So. Although in the case of Steve and Super Dave, I don't know which one would have come first, the chicken or the egg on that one. I just don't know, because Steve's been out in the civilian world adapting to the civilian world and the law enforcement world, and Super Dave is a purely military veteran kind of guy, and he's got a combat resume that is quite impressive.
And both of them trying to keep our guys alive, taking best practice and feeding it back to the people who need it.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Let me get you to hang on right there. For those of you that like podcasts, and who doesn't like a good podcast? Well, Rob is involved with two good podcasts. And one of them is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, and the other one is the Unique Here in the United States, or anywhere in the world for that matter, Self-Defense Gun Stories, where they take an armed self-defense encounter and break it down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a federal whistleblower is wrong about his July phone call with the president of Ukraine.
I think that the whistleblower gave a lot of false information, and you have to see who the whistleblower is. Once I released the transcript, which was almost immediately, the whistleblower's report was very wrong.
The president speaking at the White House again suggested that the anonymous whistleblower should be identified. and the Trump administration is formally withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. has submitted formal notification of its withdrawal to the United Nations. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 115 points to close at a record high of 27,462. The S&P rose 11 points. The NASDAQ was up 47 as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Jay Jacobson and his idea, his people, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and I got out there and started running my mouth. So, sir, please take it away.
Always fun, Bill. Except this isn't so much fun. I have to bring it up. It was shocking news I read today. You've had Michael Soldani of Walk the Talk America. As gun owners, the greatest threat we face might be depression. We all know people who face that. I mean, if you're adults, you've lived very long. And we say, hey, you don't seem like yourself. Let me take your guns for a while. We are learning as gun owners to reach out to each other that way. Unfortunately, an anti-gun mom in Texas took her own life. She was rabidly anti-gun, but owned one. She suffered from several chronic diseases, arthritis, lupus, depression, anxiety. She was on meds, recently divorced. She killed her three children. 11 years old, 9 years old, and 7 years old, before taking her own life. So we have to reach out to people we might not have a lot of affinity for. But if they own a gun, even though they may say, I shouldn't, they're still human beings. We have to see that in them and say, you're having a tough time. Can I take your firearms until you can handle them again? We could make fun of her hypocrisy. Let's see if we can reach out to our humanity first.
I don't,
Bill. You've been in that. You know how that must feel.
Well, I do.
Producer. Yeah.
I do. But this is a thing, though. This is a thing about, and I don't know anything about this particular thing you're telling us, but we only found out afterwards with him that he had tried his hands at, like, group therapy, and he had been going to some meetings and some other things. And, you know, I mean, he called me after he had a wreck, and he sent me a picture of him in the hospital and everything, and he was messed up, but I just thought it was a wreck. But then after he died, everybody's like, well, yeah, that was the first time he tried to kill himself. And my first thought was, well, why wasn't he institutionalized if he tried that? And this is the thing I found out, though. This is the thing I found out, because I still have problems with my producer. When somebody makes a decision,
right,
to kill themselves, this is the first moment of peace they've known up to the point of them making it to this. That it makes them happy to make that decision. And whatever has tortured them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so tortured that death seems like relief.
Yeah.
Hard for you and I to understand, but we've seen it enough in others. We have to accept that that's the way they feel until they're better. Wow. Yeah.
If
reach out to your friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's being a friend is, and this is the thing. I mean, like with me and you, we have friends all over the place. I mean, how many friends do you have locally, like the friends that you hang out with when you in your professional capacity?
One or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Those are our riches, Bill. We have friends. We are rich to have so many friends scattered all over the country. But here is someone who didn't have a friend that they could reach out to. Be that person. Oh, it's interesting when, as a matter of relief, we have to talk about impeachment. Wow, we got pretty dark, didn't we?
Well,
Alan Gottlieb is a tremendously smart man. And he came out with a piece of speculation, and I went, wow, I wonder if that's right. There's almost zero chance that President Trump will be impeached. I mean, it's unlikely to get through the House, even though the House has a Democrat majority. Virtually impossible to get through the Senate. But Gottlieb is looking at it and says, you know what? I think this is a distraction. It is designed, this impeachment process is designed to delay the confirmation of judges in the Senate. Wow. It keeps the Republicans from doing what Republicans should do with the Senate majority, and that is appoint federal judges through the advice and consent rules.
Right.
But they're too busy to do that right now.
Well, I mean, the Senate is the one doing that. I think they're still holding those hearings. I saw that Alvin had said that, but I think they're still holding those hearings because Lindsey Graham has already sent them a little letter saying, I've got 40 senators who are not going to sign on to your little thing.
Right.
So, you know, the idea that you're going to get 20 of us to cross over to you, I just took twice that number with me.
Right.
So, I mean, it's already dead on arrival, and as far as they're concerned, I think, it is definitely something they're trying to be quite misdirecting, I think, to a degree.
Yeah, that's the excellent description. I think this is the people behind the Democrats are using this impeachment as a misdirection in order to tie up the Republican agenda. That's what Gottlieb is saying. And I believe him. You know, I look at it. All right. Another letter I have to write. Dear Senator, get on with it in a hurry. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing, though, that's going to the problem that they're about to run into, I mean, face first.
Yes.
Is this next election coming up? Because the Democrats have done nothing.
Right.
They haven't. I mean, we still have. When was the last time we had a budget? And that's Ooh. Their job.
Yeah.
That's their job to put the budget together. I mean, the only thing they've managed to do is try to keep Trump from building the wall, and he's still got it built.
Right.
Or he's getting it built. And, you know, they're already attacking it with saws and everything, but, you know, we got to start somewhere. And, you know, just looking at your former home state where it's going up in flames, but the illegal aliens can... Even the illegal aliens are leaving California now. Did you see that?
I didn't, and I'm sorry for whoever gets them, but go ahead. Where are they headed?
I have no idea, but when they're, you know, when California is losing the illegal immigrants that they've tried to give everything to, they're going to have problems. I mean, Gavin Newsom is going to be in charge of a state that's just burned out and nobody there and is full of typhus.
Won't that be interesting? If they lose enough pop, one of the reason California wants so many immigrants is to keep their population numbers up so that they don't lose congressmen. Well, won't that be a surprise in 2020?
Now that census thing is coming too. Well, yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And Rob, you can catch Rob either as a podcaster or as a writer. Slow Facts WordPress blog, of course, is where everything kicks off. Self-Defense Gun Stories is his podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
You mentioned we have friends all across the country, Bill. We're rich in that regard. But when I read an article that I'd like to talk about, sometimes I go, oh, I wonder if Dean Weingarten's going to talk about that later. Oh, what about Dan Zimmerman? I mean, he's coming up just in the next hour. Well,
yeah,
I'm gonna steal this one from
okay.
Dean. We'll see. You and I know that a lot of anti-rights activists are funded by Michael Bloomberg. So after constitutional carry went into effect in Oklahoma, they still threw some Hail Mary appeals to judges and said, gosh, can't you put an injunction even after this law, constitutional carry, has come in place? And the judges said, no, that was nice try. No, bad appeal. And that makes a difference. We just talked about judges making a difference at the federal level. They make a difference at the state level. I mean, the appeal that constitutional carry is dangerous. Oh, no, blood will run in the street. Oh, I heard it, you know, so many times. I heard it when campus carry was proposed in Texas, the state next door to mine. We have to remind some people that Vermont has always had constitutional carry since it became a state in 1791. No, that's snowmelt. Those are not rivers of blood. So we're frequently lied to by the press. In this way, the press sells us sensational headlines that appeal to our biases. The press hates to tell us something that would violate our confirmational biases. We choose news outlets that confirm our beliefs, but then they harp on the things that confirm our beliefs. So if you're a liberal who thinks guns are bad, you will be given lots and lots of evidence by the press. for example, this, they will tell you that, oh, don't worry, someone's appealing this. Oh, those bad judges. But they will never tell you the contrary evidence that shows constitutional carry, if anything, saved many, many lives. It's that bias. I really appreciate you and the ninjas, Bill, because you guys will call it like you see it. Oh, look, here's a problem. You will air our laundry when we have to, but that keeps us honest. That's what we need.
Yeah, I had a discussion about that today. I don't know if you've ever heard this term, but have you ever heard of the gun world celebrities?
No. What are they?
Well, see, that's an uncoached answer. It's the correct one. I heard some of these guys that went to this thing in D.C.
Oh, sure. Right.
As gun world celebrities. And this is my problem, and I told somebody else this today. When the Sacha Baron Cohen thing made a bunch of people in the Second Amendment, I mean good people in the Second Amendment advocacy, stalwart, except we discovered something about them. They are sort of fevered with their egos, the way they place things and everything. So they became susceptible to being made a fool of. And I mean, some very big people bit the dust on this one. Larry Pratt.
Right.
Larry Pratt. Philip Van Cleve.
Right.
I mean, quite a few people. And I don't want to see that happen again.
Right.
And that's where my problem comes in with the gun world celebrities. When I think of a celebrity, I mean, if Steve McQueen were to walk by me, and I know he's dead.
Okay.
But if I'd ever had a chance to meet Steve McQueen or Bruce Lee or John Wayne or any of those, Jimmy Stewart, oh my gosh, goodness. If I can meet, now these guys are celebrities to me. And the people in the gun world that I think of them primarily as either colleagues or people I just haven't met yet.
Right.
But the Second Amendment advocacy is it's all based upon the foot soldiers. It's all based upon how many people we got saying what we say, doing what we do. And unfortunately, we could always use more, but I don't think there's any one Second Amendment advocate who's above the rest of us. So, and that's the part where when we talk about keeping people honest and calling it like we call it, that's where things get a little sideways for me.
Sideways. Look, if I've slipped, if I've made an error, I count on my colleagues like Dean Weingarten to help me find it. I trust that there are so many good writers like Dan Zimmerman has in his stable that they'll say, Rob, I think you missed. David Kodria. I look forward to John Lott looking at the calculations that I do and saying, Rob, I think this is a mistake. I would love for that to happen. I think we just get smarter. My experience has been that there's a lack of ego here. There's a show me a better way. Now, you and I have seen it on the firing line. This is how I do it. Oh, try this other way. You have to be humble to learn.
Sure.
My sense is that I've had that same reception in the, if there is an intellectual community around the Second Amendment, I'll talk to people and get feedback. I've been very well treated that way. You're thinking there's some egos involved where they could make a mistake and not take correction. That's what I hear.
You've been to an NRA meetup, right?
Sure.
Yeah, of course you have. We've had dinner at those things. I don't even know why I asked that question. Whenever I see some of these people walking around, and I don't have any animus against them. Most of them I just haven't ever really felt any, compunction to go meet, mainly because when I go to one of these things, I have I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I got a bunch of things going on. But
you and I are pressed to meet with our own friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we'll see the media arm of the NRA, very well-known faces and names. I'm sure they're great people. I just don't have dinner dates with them. I got places to be and people to meet.
Yeah. So I'm a little, I'm not distressed that I saw that phrase. I just, it's my hope that we don't have another,
right,
another thing like that happen, because we lost some, you know, a lot of people that really have done a lot in their time for the Second Amendment lost all credibility with that. And in some right. cases, it's very hard to get forgiven.
Right.
When something like that happens. I mean, you're pretty much just done when that happens. Well, so
Cohen deliberately manipulated people so that they would make extreme statements or have them made in front of them and not go, wait a minute, I know you've created this expectation that the camera's rolling, but this is crazy, I quit.
Well, see, this is the thing. When he walked in there and said, I am a major in the Mossad. You could have found that out by drawing your... First of all, somebody comes up and tells you something like that, something's messed up already.
Right.
Because a Mossad... No, Mossad members aren't going around saying, I was in the Mossad. You pull out your concealed weapon and try to aim it at his groin, and if he can't stop you before that happens...
He's not a member.
He's lying. He's lying. I mean, that kind of thing should be like a red flag going up. We're about to run out of time. You can catch Rob. You can catch Rob on the spoken word at Slow Facts WordPress blog and everywhere it goes from there. Also, as the podcaster at Self Defense Gun Stories and part of the ensemble cast at Polite Society Podcast, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, he will be the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.